Next on BYUSN, what we hope to see in a revenge game versus Oklahoma State tomorrow, and the path to the 5 seed in Kansas City. Spencer Johnson's in the house ahead of senior night, the emotions of the final game in the Marriott Center, Big 12 tournament matchups, and being a new dad.
Is Jackson Robinson the favorite for the Big 12 Sixth Man of the Year, and will any other Cougars make all Big 12 teams? And Lauren Gustin and Kaylee Woolston will recap the first season in the Big 12 and preview tonight's matchup against Kansas in the Big 12 tournament.
It is a ball night in Kansas City. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Friday, March 8th. I'm Jerem Jordan alongside a guy who does not miss the Orleans Arena, Tyler Haas.
Hey, we spent a lot of time down there.
It was fun. You played in that venue 3 years. We were doing all these, we being BYU TV, all these pre and post game and halftime and shows between games and whatnot. This year it's a little easier. Just kind of chilling.
I know. Hey, a little bit better here in studio, but lots of fun memories down at the Orleans, and I think it was good for BYU. Definitely happy to be in the Big 12, and Kansas City seems like a little bit better than going to Vegas.
The food in both spots good, but the barbecue in Kansas City will be great. Do you ever wish you were born 10 years later to where you could play in the Big 12? Like, do you think about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, TJ and I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
We're like, we were born a few years too early. Like, NIL, Big 12, all these things are just so exciting for BYU.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And tomorrow, BYU plays Oklahoma State in the regular season finale. Big game for the Cougars. Got to win that to have a chance to avoid anything, you know, besides a 5. Need Kansas to lose. There's a lot of things to discuss there. Let's get into it. All rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending.
They have to win this game against Oklahoma State. They owe Oklahoma State something. And they got to take care of business on their home floor.
First tough loss of the year.
They don't allow losses to disrupt them.
93-83 Oklahoma State.
They've waited a long time to compete at a higher level. Indeed they have. It's time for What's Trending. What do you hope to see from BYU tomorrow is what we're going to discuss. A revenge game with Oklahoma State. Because don't forget, Oklahoma State beat BYU by 10. I don't think any of you have forgotten. But Tyler, that was one of the more disappointing performances of the year. BYU has a chance to avenge that tomorrow. So what are you expecting in a bounce-back game against the Cowboys?
Well, I think this season, BYU has always responded. That's one of the things that they talk about all the time. And this team, this group, they respond to a loss really well. And so that Iowa State loss, missed opportunity. I mean, they definitely had that 1-1. But trying to come back and avenge a loss against Oklahoma State. And so I want to see some energy. Want to see, you know, it is the last game of the regular season, but hopefully they come out with some fight and some energy. We haven't seen too many letdowns just from like an energy and effort standpoint. They always respond really
only
well.
Only at Oklahoma?
Yeah, maybe
that's the
at
only
Oklahoma.
One where it was like, whoa, what, you know, at Kansas State was a tough performance as well, but
yeah.
BYU ends up winning at Kansas, so they kind of make up.
That's a good one to make
all,
up.
It was all good. Okay, I'm going to list some things off that happened in that first game, and then let's discuss whether we think that's going to happen in game two.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, the answer is no. Do we expect BYU to allow 93 points, 60% shooting from Oklahoma State, a Big 12 low 1.43 points per possession, which is a crazy number, 5 players in double figures, and do we expect BYU to only shoot 23% from 3? Do we expect any of those things I just said to happen again? No!
It would be very rare if it did.
This was the worst loss of the year. Oklahoma State has 4 wins in league. The other 3 are against kind of bottom 4 teams. And then there's number 12 net BYU. Like this sparkling, shining victory for Oklahoma State. They got BYU in Stillwater. It is not happening tomorrow. BYU's going to bounce back in a big way. I expect a big win for BYU, a comfortable win. With that said, Oklahoma State's still a good team, man. Mm-hmm. They lost Bryce Thompson at the end of January to a labrum injury. They've shifted some things around. It's a young lineup. They have some dudes that can really play. They got a freshman who might be on the all-freshman team this year in Brandon Garrison, the center. He was a McDonald's All-American.
Mm-hmm.
They got Eric Daly Jr. coming off the bench, who's a freshman. He was a U19 USA World Cup team member. Young team. They got some three-point shooters, John Michael Wright and Javon Small. Jamyron Keller has been in the starting lineup way more. Oklahoma State is improved. They almost were 4-3 in February. This is a game BYU should win big. And it's senior night. Senior night, Ty. You got to respond on senior night. Not to mention, if BYU wins, they have a chance at the 5. We'll dive into this in a second.
Yeah.
If they lose and things shake out poorly, they could drop to an 8.
Yeah.
So the stakes are high.
Yeah.
You got to show up in this game.
Yeah, there's a lot to play for, right? I mean, it is the last game. It is Oklahoma State. They're bottom of the league. But there's a lot to play for BYU, just from a seeding standpoint and to avenge that loss. Like, you think about those things. And these are storylines when I played that we would talk about. We would talk about these things and talk about guys that played well against us and why they played well against us. You know, you look at Keller, had 22 points against BYU, a guy that wasn't shooting the ball great, but just had a great night against mm-hmm. BYU. There are matchups like that that are being talked about. And I expect BYU to respond in a big way, get up and down, and expect them to shoot the ball well. They're not going to give up 93 points for sure.
No, especially at home. And you're right, the bounce back ability of, you can put ability on anything, and then it's like, oh, this thing you have.
Yeah.
Your talk ability is great, Tyler. Like, the bounce back ability of BYU is really good. You're right. So BYU must, okay, path to the 5 seed. Here we go. BYU has to beat Oklahoma State, and then they need Kansas to lose to Houston mm-hmm. because BYU owns the tiebreaker over Kansas. That is the situation.
Which could happen.
Now, if BYU does, I think that will happen.
Yeah.
I think both those will happen. I don't think Kansas goes on the road and beats Houston. Kansas has been terrible on the road this year. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to be the number one team in the country on the road?
Yeah.
Kansas is capable of a lot. I'm not going to say they can't do it, but they're Kansas. But at Houston, woo, that's a tough place to play. Okay, the worst case scenario is this. Let's just lay it out just so you know what's unfortunately possible. If BYU loses, they finish 9-9 in league, which is still amazing.
It's great. Yeah,
we're just talking about the seeding part here. Texas Tech and Kansas would each have to have at least 10 wins. So Texas Tech is playing Baylor tomorrow. Texas Tech would need to win. Kansas would need to beat Houston. TCU would need to beat UCF because they don't have the tiebreaker over BYU, so they got to be plus one. Right now they're tied. And Oklahoma would have to beat Texas because BYU does not have the tiebreaker over Oklahoma. This is the worst-case scenario tomorrow. The 5, 6, 7, 8, like, that's all in play right now. As high as a 5, as low as an 8. And that really changes you know, potential trajectory in the Big 12 tournament, Tyler.
For sure.
If BYU's a 5, you're probably awaiting Texas Tech, mm-hmm. who's probably, or you're hoping to win and then play in that game. Now, Oklahoma State, if West Virginia loses tomorrow, Oklahoma State will be the 13 and not the 14.
Okay.
And if Oklahoma State wins on Tuesday, it could be back-to-back games with the Cowboys.
Hmm.
On Wednesday.
Interesting.
As the 5. 13, as I say,
yeah,
12,
yeah.
12, 13 there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens in that. But if BYU's the 5, that'd be tremendous, Tyler. You get to Wednesday, and then you try and win a game and go from there. Is win a single game the minimum threshold for this team in this tournament, by the way?
I think so. They've got to at least win one.
Okay.
I think so much of this time of year is just momentum, right? Okay, you're a lock for the NCAA tournament, but how are you playing as a group? And that's as much of this story as anything. How are you playing and the level of basketball that you're playing at? And I think BYU needs to at least get one win. Obviously, if they could get that 5 seed, it would be huge. And so you just have to take care of business and then let the chips fall where they may after that. But you can't drop one at home.
We don't want to talk about it, but if BYU had kind of held on and finished Wednesday, 4 seed was possible.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, knew about this before, but good article by Jay Drew in the Deseret News. So Ramadan begins Sunday. So there are 3 Muslim players on the team who observe Ramadan. Tiki Ali Atiki, Foos, and Ali Khalifa. Ali Khalifa has decided to fast during the day. So he will not be drinking water during the Big 12 tournament. So that will certainly be a challenge. We've seen Hakeem Olajuwon thrived actually in the NBA during Ramadan at times, like his points per game went up, which he attributed to God giving him extra power. We're a culture that fasts and understand what that's like.
Faith,
right?
Yeah.
And faith and whatnot. That will be a physical challenge and emotional and spiritual, right? For Ali Khalifa during this tournament. Now, Foos and Atiki will observe in other ways. They have decided they're going to drink water during the day, but that could be interesting next week for Ali physically.
That could be interesting. And I think, but one thing along that note, I think BYU's has found this balance between Foos and Khalifa and then adding Atiki in there when needed. And so
relying on Ali at the same level that maybe we thought before the season.
Yes, yeah, and especially at the beginning of conference play. I think they were overly relying on Ali Khalifa.
Because Foose had the hamstring.
Foose had the hamstring injury, and I think they found that balance. And so, yeah, if Ali Khalifa needs a rest for a few minutes, I think BYU is ready now to be able to do that.
Okay, senior night tomorrow. Of note, Spencer Johnson will play his final game as a Cougar. Trayden Christensen, who's a walk-on, who tore his ACL in the fall. We have not seen him. Jackson Robinson is a senior. He will be on it. He does have a year left if he wants to return, but my sense is that Jackson's going to take the opportunity and the hype in the season and probably bounce after this year. Mm-hmm. It's not a report, just a feeling. Mm-hmm. No Noah Waterman, who is a senior as well. Now, Noah will have to apply for and get a waiver from the NCAA for a much injured freshman year at Niagara. But if Noah Waterman returns, that would be nice. But what are your thoughts on, Spencer and Trayden and Jackson on senior night, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, first off, it's an amazing thing, amazing career for all those guys. And congrats to those guys for, you know, finishing out an unbelievable career. Spencer Johnson, we've talked so much about his journey. It's incredible what he's done, played at multiple universities, and have so much respect for just how he's grinded at BYU to establish a role like he has. Has been really fun. Trayden Christensen has obviously come in and done some really good things. Jackson Robinson, unbelievable career and shooter and scorer. And so, you know, wish all those guys the best going forward. I think it's fun and exciting for BYU that Noah Waterman wants to come back and play again. We've talked about this before, like this group coming back next year is going to be unbelievable. That, I mean, what they've done this year is obviously historic, and the wins that they've gotten, but they're going to turn around and reload and be able to do it again next year and compete again next year, which is just so exciting.
It's weird to think that BYU could be more talented next year.
Yeah.
You add Colin Chandler, the highest signed recruit you've ever had. Mm-hmm. Isaac Davis is, wants to be the next Yoli Childs. We'll see what happens with him. Marcus Adams Jr., we'll see what his future looks like. Dawson Baker, rarely play. We saw him for like a few minutes.
Yeah.
So that's super exciting. Losing Spencer and Jackson are significant losses in experience and talent. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, BYU's never had a Jackson Robinson. A 6'7 guy who's 7 foot wingspan, who's played in the SEC, and now 2 years at BYU, and did a great job.
He's had a huge impact on the program.
And year two, the jump for him was big, probably the sixth man of the year, which we'll talk about a bit later as well. But congrats to those guys on senior night. We'll talk to Spencer Johnson coming up, by the way. Big 12 roundup looks like this. Okay, final day of the regular season tomorrow. 126 Big 12 games. You know who's going to play in the last one? BYU and Oklahoma State. Number 14, Kansas at number 1, Houston. How about that to end the regular season? The schedule makers did well. Houston will clinch the outright regular season title with the win. Kansas looking to clinch a top 5 seed with a win if they get it. Number 11, Baylor at Texas Tech. Winner of this game will be the 3 seed. Loser will be no worse than a 5. Oklahoma at Texas. How about that to finish the regular season as well? Both teams at 8-9. BYU fans should be rooting for Texas in this one. You don't want Oklahoma to win, then BYU. If BYU lost, it could get weird. Number 6, Iowa State at Kansas State. With an Iowa State win and a Houston loss, the Clones would share the regular season title with Houston. Kansas State, meanwhile, needs another resume win to try and make the NCAA tournament. UCF at TCU. TCU tied with BYU for 6th place. BYU's got the head-to-head tiebreaker there. BYU fans should root for UCF here, just in case it doesn't go well for the Cougars tomorrow night. West Virginia at Cincinnati. Cincinnati needs a win to help their NCAA tournament chances. West Virginia trying to avoid last place, the 14th seed. Okay, we take a look at the standings. Entering the final weekend, and BYU in a tie for 6th at 9-8. Tyler, we've talked about BYU needing to be on this left side of the bracket, and so far so good. One more game.
Hey, it's looking great right now, and you just have to take care of business tomorrow night, and then everything that you just talked about, there's so many things that these teams are playing for, and so you can't worry about everyone else. You got to just focus on winning your game and then seeing what happens after that.
We can worry about everybody else.
We can worry about everyone else.
Let's go. That's our job.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's our job.
Okay, our question of the day is this. What opponent are you hoping that BYU plays first in the Big 12 tournament? BYU for Trey on X. UCF would be my choice. BYU can beat them without playing their best game. Then I hope we get another shot at Texas Tech. A revenge game plus a quad one opportunity. would be so sweet. BYU can pad the resume here, Tyler, with perhaps a Texas Tech there, but we'll see if, you know, BYU is going to play likely as a five seed if they win against the 12-13.
Yeah.
So we'll see. UCF was a little tricky in those games, came down to the wire, the second one unnecessarily.
Yeah, I know. Kind of shot ourselves in the foot there.
Saw 40 of 46 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Unbelievable.
I'm being real sarcastic there. Happy underscore BYU fan. By the way, formerly called depressed underscore BYU fan. So good to know you're feeling better.
Formerly depressed.
On Instagram. Now happy. Let's go. I want revenge on Tech. I think we've grown a lot since we last played them. Mm-hmm. That's a game that really got away.
Yeah.
Up 17 in Lubbock.
Yeah. I know. I feel like watching that game, that was a game that was totally winnable for BYU. And most of the shots that came in the second half, BYU just missed them. They were wide open shots. And then they had a couple of guys get loose on Texas Tech and get going. And then the crowd got into it and it just got away from them. But I felt like BYU was playing a great game. That first half, they extended to a 17-point lead. Like, I think both those games, UCF or Texas Tech, should be a win for BYU.
You'd hope so. Mm. Sean Farnham yesterday of ESPN said he doesn't think that BYU needs a win in
Kansas City to
stay in the five-seed spot. Hmm. I don't know that BYU wins and goes up. I think if they win twice, they've got a chance to go up. Because you would have a potential two quad ones there, which would be really nice to pad the resume. And people are feeling pretty good about BYU right now because they beat Kansas, and then they came back and beat TCU. They almost beat Iowa State. Mm-hmm. There was some sort of moral victory points associated with that,
I think, nationally.
At ChrisWH98 on X. I want Iowa State again. Beat them convincingly at home and barely lost on the road. Need that neutral site dub. That would not happen until, Thursday?
Maybe Thursday, I think. Maybe even Friday.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Listen, if BYU can survive in advance. And listen, Ali, it is going to be hard not to drink water and fast during this. And his knees, I don't know, are built for back-to-back days. Mm-hmm. But if Ali and if BYU, let's be honest, if Foose can really help out in that space and the shooters and give BYU a chance for Ali to have multiple successive games of quality, who knows, man? BYU could make a run in that tournament.
You know, this is the deepest BYU team I've seen in a few years. I mean, they are deep at every spot. And so if a guy's not quite right, another guy steps up. And that's the beauty of this team. Like, how many times have we seen a different high-scoring player, right, a different guy step up when needed? I thought Richie Saunders, huge last game.
And we didn't walk into that going, hey, Richie's going to score 29 for sure. But he's capable of doing it.
He's capable.
We've seen a lot of dudes go for 20-plus. I think BYU is one of, three teams in the country that have nine guys who have scored 20-plus in a game in their career, which is pretty awesome. Continue to weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Number 20, BYU basketball hosts Oklahoma State tomorrow night in the final game of the regular season. Pre-game coverage begins at 8 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
Our final pre, half, and post of the season, Tyler. Let's go. Blaine, Kristen in the house with you and me. Let's go. Coming up, Spencer Johnson joins us ahead of senior night. This is BYU Sports Nation.
A no-look to Spencer Johnson, right corner three! Spencer Johnson, new career high! A turnaround jumper and a make by Spencer Johnson.
The step back three, Spencer Johnson!
Oh man, it's been a fun run with that dude, who we call the what?
The Instapot.
The Instapot, it gets hot quick! Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, Jerem Jordan, Tyler Hawes in the house. Just a couple of ballers, I'm referring to Tyler and our next guest, not myself. Spencer Johnson in the house. Spencer, senior night tomorrow, man. How you feeling, dude?
Feeling good. It's a kind of a crazy feeling. I'm sure you remember yours.
Yep. It is crazy. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But super excited. It'll be a fun game.
It's going to be emotional, and the stakes are high. It's the Big 12 regular season finale. You got to win to try and secure the best seed you can. So it's not like it's just about senior night. It's, hey, you got to get a win, and hey, this team beat you last time.
Yeah. No, they definitely have some payback coming. I mean, we went down there. They handed us a loss, which was kind of bad for us. So definitely we're looking to bounce back.
So, Spence, you've had an incredible career. It's been so fun to follow you. And you mean played at multiple universities. You've had to earn everything you've gotten here at BYU. What are your emotions going into senior night? What are you feeling right now?
It's just pretty crazy. Like thinking back to when I first got here on campus, and then yeah, just like all the steps along the way to where we're at now is pretty crazy. I mean, 4 years, you know, coming in, not playing, to then getting into the rotation, to then starting, to then finishing the last year in the Big 12 is pretty cool.
And you had the chance to kind of move on last year if you wanted, but you've been here another year. You graduated, you got your real estate license, yeah. You had a baby. I don't think you could have been busier this year.
Dad gang, look at that.
You're in the dad gang. I don't think you could have been busier this year.
No, yeah. I mean, the timing was perfect. Like, totally planned it out for the middle of the year, so that worked out really, really well. But it's been great, man. It's been really, really great. One thing me and my wife have talked about is, like, you know, when you are trying to do the best you can, when you're trying to, you know, do what you feel like God has called you to do, that He's going to bless you. And He's going to help you through through everything you're going through.
Yep. So this first year in the Big 12, all these games are so intense. And it feels like they come down to the last 2 or 3 minutes and trying to close out those games. How has the Big 12 been different or similar to what you expected coming in?
Yeah, it's you said it perfectly. Like, little things make the biggest difference. And we've seen that in a lot of our games where we'll have a pretty good lead and then these teams just come storming back, or teams will have a lead on us and we come storming back. So it's just little things that end up making the difference. And I think the biggest thing that I've seen the difference playing at WCC to here is just like the level of physicality, the level of athlete, just all around, like, everyone's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun. Mm-hmm.
How has this team been able to bounce back from tough losses so effectively? Because off of Kansas State, we're not thinking, yep, this is absolutely the time BYU goes and gets Kansas.
Yeah.
And, you know, off of, what was it, Oklahoma State, you beat Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
How has it, now Iowa State, like, that was a disappointing finish, right? How have you guys been able to bounce back in a way where tomorrow night we fully expect you to win despite maybe being in a rut if you let it happen?
Yeah. It's just our attention to detail. I think after the when we bounced back and we won versus Baylor here at home, there were some specific things that we broke down in film where we were like, hey, if we fix these, like, two things, then we're going to win this game. And we did. We paid super close attention to those two things, and that ended up being the whole difference in the game.
What were those two things?
It was being on the catch, like when the guy catches the ball, being there, make sure you have a stick hand up so he just doesn't get these catch and shoot threes, right? And then it was protecting middle, like, because they would just drive us middle. So we fixed those two things, and we ended up beating Baylor. So for this game, I think it's going to be the same deal. Like, we have to protect the middle of the floor, because last time we played them, they just boat raced us downhill to the middle of the floor. And same deal, just being there on the catch. No catch and shoot threes.
All the small details. I love this stuff. Mm-hmm. So with every team right now, you're trying to play your best basketball, right? Especially headed into conference tournament, NCAA tournament. How important are these next games for you guys as a group? Just collectively trying to play the right way, heading into, not trying to look too far ahead. I know you guys are locked into the moment, but how important is it for you guys to just be playing the right way right now, headed into postseason play?
Yeah, it's huge. We gotta start stringing some good things together and getting on a roll to head into this postseason. We got one game, and then it's one game at a time in the conference tournament, and then one game at a time in March Madness, which we hope is in Salt Lake, by the way.
Oh, man.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
That's a thing you can hope for.
Yeah.
And I dare say pray for if you want it. Okay, take me back to the moment you're at Salt Lake Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're here. Like, what it took and what you felt at that time, because I'm sure there was hope, but also perhaps doubt that this could happen. Like, you're a starter on a Big 12 team that's in the top 20.
Yeah. Maybe naively, I always thought, I was like, I'm that good. I can be there, right? But just the steps that I've taken along the way, I've been super, super blessed. I don't know if I totally envisioned it happening the way it has. Like, it's been so much better than I ever thought, but just been super blessed to play here at BYU for these fans and this university, and it's just been incredible.
So you are a dad now.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's a big life moment. How is it being a dad?
It's awesome. It's super fun. He's keeping us up at night, but it's been great. He's going to watch this, you know, 10 years from
on
now.
YouTube. And
yeah, he's going to laugh about it. So yeah. I'm calling you out right now. Let us get some sleep.
Even as a 10-year-old in 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're calling him Joey, which mm-hmm. is his middle name. Joseph?
Yep.
Spencer Joseph. Is he a junior or is that a different middle name?
Junior.
He's junior. That's
yep.
very cool.
Mm-hmm.
What went into the decision to make it junior? And why was Izzy okay with this?
Oh, man. We were joking. I was joking with Coach Fennell. I was like, man, we really want to name him Cahill, but she just, like, she wasn't having it. So we settled with Spencer.
That's awesome.
How, excuse me.
It's an emotional thing.
It's an emotional thing, yes. All this dad stuff. How are you? You've got a lot going on right now, and it's an important time of year. How are you staying, I mean, so grounded, cool, calm? I feel like this is the way Spencer plays on the court.
Yes.
It's calm, cool, collected.
Never rushed.
How are you handling all these things going on?
Man, we have a really good team of psychologists that I try to meet with at least once a week, and they've been super helpful. Tips, tricks, you know, ways to navigate stress and different things like that. And yeah, just not getting too high and too low. Just, you know, come what may, we're going to roll with it, and life's good.
Is it Craig Manning or one of Craig's homies?
Yeah, Craig is one of them we meet with. Dr. Larson, Michael Larson's been one that I meet with pretty regularly. They've been awesome.
And that's a huge part of the game, obviously. I know mental mm-hmm. strength's been a big thing
yeah.
that you've pushed. And it's always nice to have the guy that helped LeBron and Giannis win titles.
Yeah.
And Craig, Dr.
Absolutely.
Craig
Manning,
back
good.
At BYU this year.
That's pretty good.
Which has been pretty cool. Where does that sort of, because he's not like, I've talked to him with him about this before. He's not in the, I'm going to help you deal with the crap that happens. He's the, I'm going to make you a higher performer mm-hmm. than you are. Like, like on the court, you will be a better player.
Yeah.
Where have you seen that with the help from Dr. Larson and Manning this mm-hmm. year for you?
Well, they just talk a lot about like proactive confidence. So you have like proactive and you have reactive. Reactive is like something just happened. Now what am I going to do about it? But proactive is, hey, if this happens, I already have a plan in place, and so I don't have to stress about it. So that's something that's
like
powerful.
If a stressful thing happens,
yeah.
then what?
Yeah.
Or even a good thing?
Even a good thing.
Okay.
Like, hey, Spencer, if you get 4 hours of sleep because your son has been crying all night.
Which is a reality probably
yeah,
for
it
you.
Is.
Happen.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, were you, you know, make a plan beforehand that you're going to handle it X, Y, and Z. Or, hey, if you, you know, make a really big shot in a game, what are you going to do right after that? So just stuff like that.
What do you think the impact of having those guys around the team? Because I know this has been a change within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
What do you think the impact their focus on mental performance has had on the group overall?
It's been huge. I think most of the dudes meet with them pretty regularly, which, you know, last year I think we tried to implement that, but we really took a big push to it this year to like, hey, we need to meet with them. We need to, you know, talk through things, whatever. And not only us, but our coaching staff as well, I think has also taken that step,
mm-hmm.
which has been good for everyone because it's high stress and it's high performance, you know, job that we're in. So it's been really huge.
So in this studio, there's like 7 people right now, but when you perform, there's like 15 to 20,000. So yes, I would say it's much more stressful. We hope that there's more watching, but I'm not seeing them. They're not reacting to things I'm doing. So to that end, what are some of your favorite moments at BYU? Let's play the nostalgia card ahead of senior
oh,
day.
Oh, man.
What are some of your favorite where you're like, I'll always remember that?
And
hopefully there's a couple more sitting here.
I know.
Tomorrow, Big 12 tournament,
right.
NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we got some more coming.
Yep.
Definitely the first bucket that I hit. It was a game against Westminster. It was an exhibition. And it was cool because they actually cut up the court and replaced the Marriott Center floor. But I got a piece of the floor of the three-point
oh,
line.
Oh, very nice.
Where I hit
That's
it. So
awesome.
That was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Getting a shout-out from President Nelson.
In general conference. He was talking about a comeback.
That was cool.
And you made a shot right before halftime that he referenced.
Spiritual Momentum. Go look it up.
Really good.
That was cool. Yeah, hitting a game winner against Idaho State.
Yep.
Super fun. The win against Kansas, obviously there. And I think just the little moments, like on the road with the guys, and that's probably the stuff I'll miss most. It's just like the little day-to-day interactions.
The relationships you create will last a lifetime with these guys, which will be special.
Yeah.
And this team will never be together again.
Yeah.
Every year is special, mm-hmm. right? And so take it in, man. Well, thanks for coming in. Enjoy tomorrow night. Soak it in. And then we'll see you at the Big 12 tournament, man.
Okay, let's go. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Spencer Johnson on BYU Sports Nation.
Yeah, thanks, Spence. Okay, BYU softball will look to bounce back from yesterday's loss this afternoon against Texas Tech. You can watch the game at 5 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Coming up, Foo shows off the footwork dancing. Busy weekend in Cougar sports, and BYU's lone likely dude to get a Big 12 honor next week. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. You can follow us on social media for content throughout the day, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. For those who are wondering why I didn't give Spencer the karma, it's inherent in coming on the show, but sometimes we verbalize it, so don't stress. Welcome back to the show. I'm Jerem. He is Tyler Haas, the all-time leading scorer in BYU history. Let's get to today's headlines.
Headline number one, 10 seed BYU women's basketball plays 7 seed Kansas in the Big 12 tournament today in the second round of the Big 12 in Kansas City. This will be the third meeting against Kansas this season for BYU, with the Jayhawks winning the first two. You can listen to Jason Shepherd on the call at 6:30 Eastern on BYU Radio.
Come on, Cougs. Hard to beat a team three times. You got to win.
Come on.
You got to win today. Number 20 men's basketball hosts Oklahoma State on senior night tomorrow in the regular season finale. Pregame at 8 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. BYU sits at 9-8 in the Big 12, tied for 6th with TCU. With a win against Oklahoma State and a Kansas loss at Houston, BYU would clinch the 5 seed in next week's Big 12 tournament. That would be the best case scenario.
Be huge.
And in this morning's bracketology, Joe Lunardi still has BYU as a 5 seed, playing Richmond now in Pittsburgh. Would you rather be a 6 or higher in Salt Lake?
In Salt Lake.
Or a 5 seed anywhere else?
I would take home court advantage.
I think everyone's feeling that way. Just get it in Salt Lake. I don't want to be an 8-9 in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Maybe.
You ain't falling to that.
Headline number three, number 6 men's volleyball is on the road for 2 matches at number 7 Stanford beginning tonight. BYU enters tonight's match with a 10-6 record. Stanford is 8-8. Both games will be on the Pac-12 network, with tonight's beginning at 10 Eastern.
Oh, Pac-12 Network's still going. Let's go.
Still there.
In the Big 12 opener, softball lost 10-5 to Texas Tech. The Cougars 14-5 on the year now. They'll run it back with a doubleheader today, starting at 5 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
BYU baseball lost their Big 12 opener as well yesterday, 10-4 at West Virginia. Games 2 and 3 of the series will both be played today, with their first game starting at 2 Eastern on BYU Radio.
4 runs, 3 of them were via the home run.
Home run, yeah.
Let's go. Hey, more dingers. Let's go. Number 33 gymnastics hosts number 15, the Ohio State, tonight in the final home meet of the season. BYU coming off a season high 197 on Monday. Watch it tonight, 9 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
BYU men's and women's track and field are at the NCAA Indoor National Championships in Boston. With competition beginning today and going through tomorrow, BYU has a program record 15 athletes who qualified and will compete at nationals.
If you were in track and field in any event, what would you be?
I ran the 400 in high school.
Did you really?
A high jump. I wasn't as great at the high jump.
Yeah.
And my back doesn't arch. But I ran the 400 and...
Your shot arches, I know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Probably pick that.
Women's tennis beat Kansas State 4-1 for a 7th straight win to improve to 3-0 in the Big 12. How about that? Cougars host number 1 Oklahoma State tomorrow. Hey, looking for 2 wins tomorrow against Oklahoma State. Men's tennis looks for a 10th straight win today at Air Force.
And BYU football will hold practice number 4 of spring ball today as the Cougars prepare for year 2 in the Big 12.
Oh, keep it going. Spring football, I've joked, is the 3rd most popular sport at BYU. Those are today's headlines. Now let's whip it. Cougar Whip Around is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
BYU football announced the Royal and Navy team rosters for the upcoming alumni game yesterday. Which roster is better, Jerem?
Navy feels like it's got a little more talent. You got Max and Austin and Dennis, Brian Keel. Matt feels Payne is way. On that team, which is really fun. I hope he decks somebody, even though it's flag. Listen, love Navy's that. Got some talent too, or Royal has some talent too. How about Jay Keeps and Riley Nelson on different teams?
That'll be a fun matchup.
Riley undoubtedly will try and run down on special teams again. There's no special teams.
That's right.
But great to have Jay Keeps in the house.
Oh, that's great. Fun names on there.
Will Jackson Robinson win sixth man of the year in the Big 12?
He's definitely deserving. Definitely deserving of that. I mean, his role on this team as a high-scoring guard and to come off the bench the whole year, he's had to accept that role and embrace that. I think he's deserving, but I don't know.
Curtis Jones, Iowa State. And Jameer Nelson Jr., TCU, are probably his primary competition. Mm-hmm. Hoping Jackson wins that because of the individual awards, that's BYU's best shot.
Right.
I think Kelvin Sampson will probably win Coach of the Year. You come into the league and you win the league.
Yeah.
For Houston, you should win that. Mark Pope would be a top three or four candidate, though, given expectations versus reality.
For sure.
Tremendous.
Will any other BYU players make any All-Big 12 teams?
Perhaps newcomer team with Ali Khalifa. There's most improved award as well. That. We'll see kind of what that looks like, whether there's someone from BYU like a Jackson Robinson that might win that. But in the Big 12, it's going to be tough. This is loaded with professionals, future professionals. So there's a chance BYU's kind of shut out in that space. Hopefully Jackson wins sixth man of the year, and we're good with that.
That's right. Hey, we'll take it. We'll take whatever they give us.
Yes, we will. Last night on the Pope Show, Foose was asked a question about his country swing dancing class, which led to Foose demonstrating what he's learned, which is really fun. Does he have better footwork here or in the paint?
Wow. Look at this, Foose.
Look at him go.
This is unbelievable. How about that?
High five.
How about that? He's got good footwork. He's not being as physical as
he's
he
definitely
is in the
just
post.
Taking it slow.
Taking it easy and nice, which is good.
Okay. Yeah, Tyler, what do you remember about your senior night?
Yeah, I don't remember a lot. I remember not wanting to leave. I remember just
like the gym?
The gym after.
We stayed around, Spencer and I did, and I remember chatting with you, and we were some of the last people there.
Yeah,
I just wanted to linger.
I just sat on the scores table, just taking it in. Summer and I were sitting there, and just I remember staying for another hour and a half probably, just thinking about all the amazing times and Cougar Nation, The Rock. It's an unbelievable place to play, and so it's pretty special.
28 points, 10 of 10 from the stripe. How about that? Tyler Haas, of course, crushing it in a win against San Diego. It's awesome.
Okay, BYU Gymnastics hosts Ohio State tonight in the final home meet of the season. You can watch it at 9 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
It's a game day at the Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City. Coming up, I talk with Lauren Gustin and Kaylee Wolston as BYUSN continues on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Kaylee Wolston! Lauren Gustin doing work on senior night.
Gustin will try that three
and knock it down.
The Wolston, the buzzer, good!
BYU hoping for more of that from those two players. Big game for women's hoops in the first round of the the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. I spoke with Lauren Gustin and Kaylee Wolston earlier this week. All right, 10th place in the league. You were picked 11th. I know that was a big deal, Lauren, to finish higher than people thought you would be. Are you pleased with that? How are you feeling?
I mean, we did finish higher, but there's always more work to improve on, you know, and we had a couple losses that, you know, I think that we definitely should have and could have won those games. So, but, you know, I'm proud of us and our girls and our team and everyone for fighting and for getting where we're at.
How are you feeling about the season so far, Kaylee?
It's been a lot of fun, you know, first year in the Big 12. You know, there's a lot of tough teams, and like she said, there was some games that we could have won, but overall I'm proud of our girls and what we're able to do.
You guys are a different team from the beginning of the year. You've had a lot of iterations of not only experience, but roster kind of shake up and injuries and whatnot. How would you sort of summarize the journey you've been on to this point and how different you are now?
Yeah, like you said, you know, we've had a lot of different issues and whatnot come about, but I think that it's made us stronger ultimately. And we've had to grow a lot together and you know, rely on each other even more every time, you know, something happened. And we've just adjusted really well. And I think that it's just taught us a lot about ourselves and also about each other. And I think we've all grown a lot as people on and off the court throughout this season. And I think we're all super, super, super close. And, you know, we all have the same common goal. And it's just been fun to be able to see everybody every day show up and put in the work to be able to get there.
When you came back to BYU, you had certain reasons for doing so. What has been satisfying and gratifying in that process, and what has been more of a challenge that maybe you've learned something from?
You know, I would say I've been grateful with the whole experience being back here at BYU. Yeah, you know, we've had some losses and whatnot, but I've been so pleased and happy to be back here. And, you know, every single day, every practice, every game, it's just been fun to be able to play back, you know, in home and what feels like home, and to be surrounded by such great people every day. And, you know, like Wooly here, she's going on a mission. We have such great examples around us everywhere, and it's been so it's been very touching for me, not even just as a player, but just as a person, to be able to be surrounded by these girls.
Let's talk about the mission in a second, but at the beginning of the year, when you're a freshman, you want to play. You didn't come to sit on the bench or redshirt. You came to play. You didn't know you'd get these kind of minutes, I think, but what's it been like to grow in that way and get a ton of shots and lead the Big 12 in three-point shooting percentage?
Yeah, I never expected this. But coming in the summer, we had a ton of people ahead of me, but then with injuries and different things, I kind of had to step up, me and Amari as freshmen, and we obviously made a lot of mistakes coming in, but I think we grew a lot over the course of this season, and we're definitely way different players than we were at the beginning.
There's like the pros and cons of this too, right? Like you grow as a team, you're getting better, younger, but for you, it's your last year, right? So how have you sort of navigated? Like you said, it's been awesome. You've been playing at home. You set the all-time rebounding record. It's the first year in the Big 12 with, okay, I want us to grow up, but I want us to grow up fast because let's do it right now while I'm a senior.
Yeah, like Wooly said, you know, the freshmen have had a really big responsibility having to take on this huge role, especially as their first year. You know, going from my high school level now to all of a sudden starting and getting all these minutes and having to do so much for our team. And it's been super fun as upperclassmen to be able to see that and to be able to see these freshmen come in and take on such a big role and not only take it on but do it well. For me, it's motivating to, you know, want to work harder and to try to be the best example that I can be. So it's been, Amber does a great job at recruiting, as you can tell, and it's been super rewarding to be able to play with these freshmen because, you wouldn't know they were freshmen.
Who knew that Kaylee just wanted another year with Delaney Gibb? Like, you must really like Delaney to go on a mission and then get that extra year. I'm kidding. Okay, all Big 12 teams. You weren't on the preseason Big 12 teams, and we were like, whoa, what's going on? First team, how gratifying was that? And congratulations on honorable mention, by the way, which is a big deal as a freshman.
Yeah, it was rewarding. You know, I actually had that as my lock screen for a while. I took a screenshot of the list and everything, and I would use that as motivation every day, you know, just kind of wake up and see that, you know, not on the...
Oh, I didn't think I could do that.
So it's definitely, it's a good feeling, but, you know, we got a lot of season left still, and... A lot more room that I can improve on and whatnot. So I'm just still motivated and just want to get after it, especially in this tournament coming up.
Everybody finds motivation from different things, right? And it's fun to know that you had the lock screen. It's like the NBA or NFL draft picks that are like, I can name everybody at my position ahead, right?
Yep.
If you're Tom Brady, you'd have to name a lot of people there. But Kaylee, for you, did you expect to come in and lead the Big 12 in three-point shooting percentage? I mean, that's a big deal. You should have been on the freshman team if we're talking about gripes. But honorable mention's a big deal. Did you expect to be that good out of the gate from three specifically?
No, I did not expect that. I think a lot of it comes from the attention that Lauren gets inside. She draws so much attention from the defense, so being able to get those open looks has been super helpful for me finding success.
Okay, let's talk about Kansas. They got you in the two meetings in the regular season, but you could have the last laugh in the tournament. What's that matchup like? And I love the idea that Tyana Jackson's second in rebounding in the league, and you two will go at it.
Yeah, well, to back up your question before, Wooly is shooting in the gym nonstop, so I'm not surprised. The rest of us on the team were not surprised. That girl, you have to kick her out of the gym. She's in there constantly getting threes, so that's not a shocker for me at all. But as far as Kansas, yes, it's a good matchup. You know, it's hard to beat a team three times, so I think we are, you know, looking forward to be able to come in and play them for that third time and Yeah, they're a great team. They got great guards. Do they have, you know, great inside game as well? They work really well together, and yeah, it's gonna be a good matchup for sure. We just gotta come in and be able to hit shots, and I think that defensively we handled them well last time, and I think that if we put everything together between the last two games, we'll, you know, be able to pull out a W for sure.
Hey, getting a win in Kansas/Missouri, that'd be a big deal, right? And the Jayhawks, you know, are 45 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts on the matchup with Kansas? Third one here, Kaylee.
I'm super excited to play them again. You know, they're a really good team, but I think we've also made a lot of changes and improved a lot since we've played them, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Okay, let's talk about the mission of winning against Kansas. No, your mission. First off, you made the decision to go on a mission, which is a huge individual decision. What went into that, given your fantastic freshman year, and how hard was it to do this?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on serving a mission. It wasn't even on my radar.
Really?
And then there was just a few things that fell into place, like missions just kept being brought up in my life, and then it was just really on my mind. And I went to, I think it was Bednar's devotional here at BYU during February, and it was just all about engaging in the work and like helping gather Israel, and it just kind of, it hit me hard, and I just felt the Spirit really strong, and I knew I needed to go serve. So then I opened my papers up that week and got them done and submitted them.
Wait, you're telling me within the last 5 weeks you decided to go on a mission?
I think that's the timeline. It was like the beginning of February.
Wow.
I started, yeah.
So it hit you real hard.
Yeah, it did.
And so how long did it take you to submit papers and then get your call?
It was a week after I submitted them that I got the call.
This can be a very quick process.
Yes, it can.
It used to be not so quick when I went out. Okay, when you opened that letter, to me that's like the most nerve-wracking moment / exciting of my entire life. What was it like for you to open up Baltimore, Maryland?
It's kind of a funny story. So we were in film that morning. I knew I was supposed to be getting my call that day. So right after we got out of film, I just went and checked my phone, and it was there.
And so is it hard not to scroll down?
I just did. I opened it up, looked at it, called my parents really fast, said, I'm going to Baltimore, Maryland, ran out to...
Yeah, we're like in the huddle. And she's like, I'm going to Baltimore. And we're all like, what?
So yeah, I didn't really do a traditional opening. I just wanted to know.
So it was like the public release. It was like a gender reveal. You tell the people close to you, but yeah. That's awesome. And when you saw Baltimore, what went through your mind? Because it could have been anywhere.
Yeah,
it could have been. That moment is wild.
Yeah, I'd been super like stressed and kind of anxious about it that whole week. And so just being able to know where I'm going and be able to see it and start preparing just kind of was just a relief, honestly.
And when do you leave?
May 27th, start home MTC.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Yeah, you'll come back, and then I assume, will you miss two seasons? Because you're going to end up coming back in what, November, year and a half?
Yeah, I'll come back November, December, rejoin the team on a redshirt year is my plan.
Kind of for winter then, semester.
Yeah, and gotcha. Then I'll be back in fall.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a really big deal.
Thank you.
And it went so fast. That's amazing. Well, best of luck against Kansas, and we'll be listening on BYU Radio, watching on ESPN+. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
10 seed BYU women's basketball plays 7 seed Kansas today in Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. You can listen to Jason Shepherd on the call at 6:30 Eastern on BYU Radio.
Kaylee Wilson got her mission call as quickly as she can shoot it. I mean, it was fast. Yeah, Let's go.
Fast.
After the break, today's Elite Voice and Rise and Shout Out. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Our question of the day is this: what opponent are you hoping that BYU plays first in the Big 12 tournament? Our Elite Voice of the Day is presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated. Thank you, Larry Scott on X. If that isn't a BYU handle, I've never heard of one. I'd love to see the Cougars send our friends from Texas from their final roundup. For me, nothing will be sweeter than handing the Horns a big slice of humble pie to enjoy as they depart for other pastures. There were a lot of puns there.
Texas
could be a matchup there, maybe in
BYU's kind of had Texas's number
this year. That was a huge win. BYU was 2-4 when they played that game.
Yeah, it was a huge win.
Today's Rise and Shout Out is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Rise and Shout Out goes to Spencer Johnson, Jackson Robinson, and Traden Christensen being honored for senior night tomorrow. Congrats to them on an incredible career. It's a special night.
Yes, it is.
Take it in one last time.
You can watch it live on the pregame show tomorrow night on BYU TV. Our thanks to today's guests, Spencer Johnson, Lauren Gustin, and sister Kaylee Woolston. Sorry to Dennis Pitta, we ran out of time.
Conversation continues 24/7 on X, Instagram, and Facebook.
So Tyler, I'm Jeremy. Shout out to Archie Rose. See you tonight for women's hoops, softball, and gymnastics. Go Cougs!